KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. You know, we have a lot of ministry partners here on KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. One of those is the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Neat ministry partner, Britton Pruitt, their director of development, is in studio with me. Hi, Britton.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, it's always fun to talk to you. I know you have a very important mission at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. 50 years plus taking care of children.
Yep, 51st year.
I love it.
Yeah, we're moving right along.
About the same age you are.
53.
See? That's not bad. It was a good guess, wasn't it? You're a young 53, though, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
Why is it always that I'm a decade older than everybody?
I don't know.
It's just the way God has it.
I guess.
Well, it's neat that Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing this for children. It's a foster care program. You have several different facilities on the same property, cottages that you're taking care of kids. Mm-hmm. So let's get right there and talk about your facility a little bit and how you provide a home for people, Britton.
Well, we are located on Riverside Plaza, just east of the Albertsons in that wooded area. Mm-hmm. And we have 6 acres back there. We have 3 cottages. There are plans in the future probably to build some more.
Kind of right below Taylor Ranch. And that's a significant name because the Taylors are the ones that donated the property
right.
a long time ago.
Joel and Nina Taylor donated property back in the 1968 and 70.
Yeah.
The division started in 68 and the actual home started in 1970. But they had a vision for a long time, and they actually donated a lot of the land that's in there that we use.
Yeah, I love that. And, Britton, we're going to talk a little bit about – I've got some data that I've uncovered with some of our other guests, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, about the foster care system mm-hmm. in general and what's different about the services you provide at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. But – I know the need is great. That's the first thing. And there has at least been some conversation about possibly adding another cottage and that type of thing to your current facility.
There is. And that's one of the – being the development director, I don't deal much with that area. But I know there are plans to do that in the future when the time arises.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned in the news, we're hearing about the foster care systems in our country. A lot of people are talking about the number of homes that a foster child goes to. They'll be in as many as 6 homes in the first 4 years they're in the system. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's just traumatic on a lot of kids. I also understand Shelley Rep, who is with the New Mexico Dream Center in Albuquerque, a ministry that deals with minor domestic sex trafficking. She recently told us that 80% of the kids that go through the foster care system are the ones being trafficked. I mean, it's just a scary number. But I know you do some special things for kids to really create a safe, wonderful home. What are all the components of that? You might describe your facility and the people that work with the children.
So like I said, we have a 6-acre facility. We have a grassy area where the kids can play. We have a basketball court. We can turn it into a tennis court. They can ride their bikes. They can run around. They can actually have a pond with some fish in it. They can feed the fish. There's a little quiet area over by the pond where they can sit under a tree on a bench and read a book.
By the way, I've seen some toads over by that pond. They're about as big as my head. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah, we have tadpoles every year. There's like thousands of them in there.
Yeah.
But I guess they just provide food for the other animals. But, we have a nice, livable campus that's very comfortable, and the kids enjoy it, and it's done deliberately.
And the cottages are really like a home.
Well, they are. And the house parents are highly trained, and the kids come to us. They're broken. They're wounded. They've been abandoned. They've been abused. They've been neglected, and some of the most horrible things that you can think of in life. And when they come to us, they don't really trust anybody. And they're kind of standoffish, as you can probably imagine. Many of them probably have never seen God's love in their lives. And so that's the first thing that house parents are doing. They welcome them. They're accepting them. They're showing them God's love. And over time, they are becoming just children. You can see the love of God on their faces. We have great children.
Yeah.
And
and you're giving them time to be a child because they haven't had that time.
Yeah, and if you can imagine, when children have to go through those kind of circumstances mentally, they have to grow up faster to take care of themselves. And so when they come to us, they may seem a little more mature than what they are, but they learn to revert back into kids, and it's amazing to see that.
And you have them involved in school, and the house parents go to parent-teacher meetings. It's kind of normal. Describe a day, typical school day for a child at ACCH.
Well, we try to provide our children with the same type of atmosphere that they have in a regular family. They get up, eat breakfast, they do their chores, they go to school, they come home, they do their homework, they go out and play, and that's what we want them to do. We want them to grow up and be a kid. We don't want them to have to worry about all the pressures of stuff that children shouldn't have to deal with.
I understand the Pruitt family, though. Dad's a Marine. They have to wake up and do calisthenics and things.
I could get them to do that.
I'm just having a fun time with you. Britton, I always enjoy talking to you because throughout the year, you do a lot to make sure the public understands. In fact, we participate a little bit in your open house and barbecue. Mm-hmm. That's been an annual event. COVID kind of put a kibosh on that for a year. But that's a lot of fun. Every summer, you invite people out to see. You have a lot of different organizations that are involved. Like, I know you have the Christian Motorcycle Club. You have about every car club in town that I've seen coming out to support all your events and those kind of things. Who are some of the churches and businesses and others that support the ministry?
Well, I hate naming them because there are so many, and I don't want to leave anybody out.
Sure, sure.
But we have several congregations that Calvary's one of them, Netherwood Park Church of Christ is one of them, Mountainside Church of Christ is one of them.
And tie that into, if you're a church leader right now, I mean, you might be part of a men's group or a women's group, or you're an elder or you're a pastor. How do they get involved in supporting your ministry?
Well, if they want to talk to me about being a donor or a sponsor, they can definitely call me at the 505-898-5520 and just ask for me, Britton Pruitt. I can meet them for lunch. We can talk on the phone, whatever you guys want to do. And we can talk about being a donor or a sponsor. And I can tell you more about the ministry. I can come out and speak to your congregation. I can come out and speak to your business. I can come and speak to maybe a men's or ladies group. Just come and talk to people individually, whatever you guys want to do. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. And really, as the director of development, that's all in your hands, is to make what the ministry is doing kind of put that information out to the public. What can people find out on your website, which is ACCH4kids.org?
So they can find out pretty much anything they want to know. I mean, they can find out about our ministry. They can find out about our campus, our organization, our staff, our kids, just pretty much what we do and who we are. Our mission statement is on there. Everything about the children's home and our history is on there. So whatever they want to learn, they can learn from that website. And they also, if they have any questions, like I said, they can call me. And we have a director of campus life, Sharon Roberson. They can also call and talk to her. If it has anything to do with the house parents or the kids, they can call and talk to her about it.
Yeah. Let's go back to some of the backgrounds of kids that you've had in the program. You're also very careful because sometimes kids have been removed from, say, a dangerous situation at home. So you do have a secure facility, and you're trying to be really careful with those kids and really bring them back to where, again, they can enjoy that experience of being a child.
So it is a gated community, but there are people that I talk to that use the word compound, and I don't like that. It's not a compound. If you come on campus and call me, and I'll give you a tour, and you'll see it's a nice place for the kids to grow up. I mean, it's very welcoming, and it's very pretty, and it's very relaxing, and it's done on purpose. That's deliberate.
How are kids shared the faith in Jesus? I mean, are there specific individuals do that, or is that kind of your entire staff is constantly talking about the Lord?
So we do not proselytize the children because they come from all different kinds of backgrounds. But when they come to us, we are going to show them God's love. We are going to show them that they are cared for and loved by us and by God, and we are going to take them to church. But we do not like proselytize them and try to convert them to any beliefs that we may have. But some of them do over time on their own, and we welcome that. But we are not going to sit there and mandate that they change anything that they believe in.
Yeah. What about people that are listening right now, Britton? You've mentioned on past broadcasts that you need things like gift cards, gift cards for like clothing and things like that. Tell us how that works and what's best way to support the ministry.
So we can always, the best way to support our ministry is always donating to the general fund. I mean, that's the best way we could do it. But if you want to donate a gift card, Walmart, clothing stores, department stores, you can donate, like ball game tickets, that type of thing. Cause when the house parents want to take the children somewhere, we can reach in and grab some gift cards. But, you know, if it's in our general fund, then we can always use it for what they need and not there for that specific purpose.
So it might be cool to go to, say, Top Golf and buy a 10 pack of tickets, and then you could take some children to Top Golf or to the movie theater or any of that kind of
thing. Yeah, they could do that. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Lobo games, buddy.
Oh, they love that. They love going to Lobo games.
Well, and I know there's people that might buy season tickets and may not have use for the tickets on a particular weekend. Boy, get them over to ACCH because you guys will use them.
So if somebody wants to donate season tickets, we would welcome that. Please donate a lot because we have a lot of children and we want to take all the children. We want to leave some of them behind. So
yeah. Well, and I think it's neat to have that exposure. And I will say this, it's kind of funny to watch, you know, the men's basketball team, for example, their tickets are a little more expensive than the women's games. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that kids have just as much fun at the women's games. And as a basketball fan myself, I have as much fun watching the women because it is a different game. It's a different game than the men's game, but it's more of a chess game. It's more of a technical game. The women seem to really be technicians of offense and defense, and they actually run the plays that they're taught. So many times I've coached men and they don't even run the plays. They just depend on their athleticism. So it's really interesting to see that dichotomy, but boy, it's just as fun for boys and girls to go to those games. Mm-hmm. When my parents used to take us to the games, I remember during the game, you know, sitting and watching the game as a 10-year-old wasn't all about that. But my parents would let us walk around the top of the pit, for example, or even the football stadium. Mm-hmm. They'd give us, you know, a couple bucks to buy a popcorn or whatever, and it was just fun. It was just a fun, enjoyable experience. We are with Britton Pruitt. He's the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We're going to talk to him through the 1:30 through the half hour, and we'll be back right after these messages. Thanks.
Here's John Chitwood with an automotive analogy.
Wouldn't you agree that most people have never even read the small owner's manual that's found in the glove box of all their vehicles? That is because they think they know it already and will only open and read it in a time of an emergency. Sound familiar? There is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. It's God's written word, the Bible. God is the creator and the designer, and in the Bible you will find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation for you and me, that we may have eternal life with him through his son Jesus Christ. Let us remember what David said in Psalm 119, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you."
An automotive analogy with John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300, or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and let me tell you about my friend Bonnie. Bonnie is quite rare in that she is a polio quadriplegic, and that makes her quite a polio survivor. Recently she told me, she said, "You know, Johnny, all of my polio friends have died, and some have even given up on living before dying. But for me, there's so much more I want to do, and I want to do it." So many people do give up on living before they ever reach the grave. And friend, if for you the journey down here on earth feels utterly overwhelming, please remember Romans chapter 6 where it says, quote, "Just as Christ was raised from the dead, we may live a new life." God is not finished with you yet. If he were, You'd be in heaven right now. You and I are more like Bonnie than we think. There is so much more for you and me to do in this life. So don't give up, don't throw in the towel, and do not get taken out of the battle. Friend, you've got a lot of life to live.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Before we get back to Britton Pruitt and Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, I do want to mention that the Vulnerable No More event is tomorrow night. Vulnerable No More is trying to make people aware in the community about our most vulnerable children and young adults to the big problem, which I hate to say is a problem with sex trafficking in our community. It's diabolical, the tools and the strategies that traffickers, recruiters, and groomers use to really attract our most vulnerable children, again, and young adults. So that's tomorrow night. Women are invited to 320 Waterfall Drive. That's the Believer Center of Albuquerque. Tramway and Central, just east of there, is the Believer Center. They're making that facility available. It's women only invited. They are invited to go at 6:30. The reason they're having females only is because they believe that it'll give a chance for women in that environment to talk openly about whether they've been approached or any of these other kinds of things. Ages 12 and older, and you do have to register to attend, but the event is free. Go to vulnerablenomore.org. Toya Kaplan, of course, will be on with us the second half of today's show, and we'll be talking about that event in more detail. Again, that's vulnerablenomore.org. We are back with Britton Pruitt. He's the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Tell us a little bit about your team, Britton. You mentioned Sharon Roberson, your director of campus life. Tell us a little bit more about what she does and some of the other people on your team.
Well, Everett White is our executive director, and just by that name, he runs the show. We do have.
And has Everett been there for 53 years?
No, but he's been there for about 16 or 17, I believe.
There's somebody older than me.
Yes, he
I'm
probably
rejoicing.
Is. Yes, he probably
teasing.
Is. He could probably outwork you, though.
Oh, Well, you told me before the guy has more energy than anybody you know.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Keeps going.
So there's Everett White, executive director. There's Sharon Roberson. She's a director of campus life, and anything that has to do with the house parents or the children, it comes through her. She keeps us up to date on all the laws and everything that have to go through, keep us legal and keep us out of trouble. We have Alicia O'Rear. She is our development assistant, and she pretty much does everything. She keeps a lot of the stuff going. She does a lot. So, I mean,
your job specifically is the director of development. You are available to go talk to church groups and businesses. I know one of the board members, on your team is a business owner here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and a donor to your organization. It's amazing what he does. And, those are the kinds of relationships you want to have.
Yeah. And we have good relationships with a lot of businesses and a lot of people. I used to be a preacher, and so I'll go speak to anybody about anything. You guys want me to talk to somebody about the children's home? Just call and let me know, and we can make a whole, you know, day of it or whatever you guys want to do. We can talk about it so we can, because what we're wanting to do is get people that are going to donate to the children's home, to the general fund. We need people that will donate on a monthly basis. We need, during this time of the year, when at our auction, we ask for sponsors. We need people that can help us in times when we are asking for things to be repaired and that type of thing.
So let's stop on that one. Contractors.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. So people that might do a little sheetrock, maybe a roofer, a plumber, an electrician, they can donate services.
So the more people that we can get to donate those kind of services, the less that we have to actually pay for it. And we can use that money for the children. And not necessarily for like building a new roof or putting a new air conditioner in. If we could get somebody to actually donate those types of services, and we can make sure that everybody knows that you donated it, that would help us out a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I know a lot of this was happening prior to COVID, and hopefully it'll get back to it. But you even had people like from Seattle, Washington, churches doing mission work, coming to Albuquerque, bringing construction materials, and people that knew about building. And I know a landscaping project you did the summer before COVID that was pretty neat, and they came out and did the whole project for you.
There was a group from Oklahoma that just came this about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so they're back in action with some of that.
Yeah. I mean, we're ready for people to call us. We're ready for people to come out. And, you know, we do make sure that everybody is safe, and we do have COVID precautions, and, you know, we do masks, and, you know, we want to keep them safe. We want to keep the children safe. And so we're ready to do it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to also give out the contact information one more time. The website is ACCH4kids.org. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 505-898-5520. Britton Pruitt is the director of development in studio with us. Britton, we've been talking about this now for a good 2 or 3 years, and the ministry continues to be solid. The Lord is providing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited that things are going so well, because we didn't know what the circumstances of the last 2 years was going to bring, and God's really blessed you.
He has. And I did mention Jim Palmer, who is our maintenance supervisor, and so everything that has to be done around the campus, Jim does. And so.
And it is a beautiful campus. I mean, you know, the grass is nice. It is fun.
So, yeah, people can just. If they want to volunteer, if they want to do those types of things, they can apply. We do need people to volunteer their time and their efforts every so often. So,
yeah. Well, Britton, I'm excited that things are going well. Your family's well, and we've had a chance to meet your daughter, and I know she's done a little work with you at some of your events. She was helping out at the barbecue. You have a little pancake breakfast. Is that going to come back this spring?
Yes. I mean, Lord willing. Yes, but
flipping,
I mean,
the flapjacks again, just an opportunity for the public to come out, see what's going on. Beautiful little cafeteria, kitchen area, playground, two cottages right now. And you have another, what do you call the home where you do have to give house parents a few days off once in a while. And so the kids are cared for by those house parents, and then they spend a few days at a cottage on the property while their house parents are taking a couple of days off.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, we had the house parents that would take them in between the years, in between the weeks. I mean, they were kind of older. Mm-hmm. Sharon and Dennis Brown, they're not with us anymore.
Be careful with that older thing.
I know, but I'm old too, so let them get mad at me.
I love
it. But yeah, it was like going to grandma and grandpa's house. And so they really like it. They enjoy it. I mean, right now the kids are on that week where they're off. So the house parents are off, but the house parents need that, because they're dealing with sometimes from 8 to 10 kids, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3 weeks total. And so they need their time off.
Yeah. Britton, we really appreciate the ministry of Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. ACCH4kids.org. That's the number 4. 898-5520, of course, area code 505. We're going to be back with Toya Kaplan right after this. Britton, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.